And a very good morning to you, 3 minutes after 11 o'clock. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, and it's time for another Arts Spotlight here on Red River Radio. And today I have in the studio the music director of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, Michael Butterman, joining me this morning because it's another big concert weekend.
It is. Tomorrow at 7:30 we have Ashley Brown, Broadway star, joining us at First Baptist Church, which is our home for the season while the Riverview is being renovated and upgraded and so on. So we're looking forward to really our first Pops concert of the season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, we're still early in the season, and I know you just got back. You were in Washington with the National Symphony.
Yes, I was. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Well, that had to be fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. That's a great orchestra, and the Kennedy Center was filled with kids. I guess 4 days in a row there, and just a nice time to be in Washington, but gosh, beautiful back here as well, for sure.
Yeah. The weather has changed. We have a gorgeous day today, of course, and it should be a really nice weekend. I just recorded the weather for tomorrow, so I know that to be the case.
It's in the can, so it has to be.
It's got to be that way. Can't change. That is the way it has to be. So a great time to come down to First Baptist Church for the concert. So talk a little bit about the program. Obviously, Ashley Brown is known for a couple of musicals in particular. Both Disney connected.
Right. In particular, Mary Poppins. And, yeah. You know, I think when people think about Mary Poppins, they think of the movie from I guess it was the 60s, wasn't it? So it feels like it's been around a while, which it has. But on Broadway, it wasn't an entity until, I think, 2006, 2007, something,
yeah,
just about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. And so Ashley Brown was just sort of fresh out of school at that point, and this was her first big break. She was she originated the title role, Mary Poppins, on Broadway. And I actually happened to see her in that production. She, you know, flew like, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet right over our seats as she was at the end of the show. Spoiler alert. And she was just fantastic. I then had a chance to work with her just a couple years later in Jacksonville, Florida, with a holiday show. That was just as she was sort of beginning her work with symphony orchestras. But now she is really known for that. She has performed with really just all the major North American orchestras, the Boston Pops and New York Philharmonic, the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra at Disney Hall, and so on. And we're really fortunate to be able to get her here. We've been trying for a couple of years to work out a date that worked for us and for her, but we've managed to do it. So she'll be singing things like you would have heard in Mary Poppins, and also Beauty and the Beast. She was Belle on Broadway in mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast. And but in addition to that, she's got a lot of she's recorded a couple albums, and she's going to be doing some, I guess you'd just call them standards from the Great American Songbook. You know, Gershwin, The Man I Love, and we've got My Way. I was trying to think. I couldn't quite pull that to mind, but just a lot of it's a tremendous variety actually in this program.
Yeah. Well, why don't we listen to a little of her? And
sure.
Since we were talking about Mary Poppins, we'll hear something from Mary Poppins. Everybody knows this song, at least I hope. All right, here's Ashley Brown.
Steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come, buy my bags full of crumbs. Come, feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence or bag. Tuppence or bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the sky.
So does that bring back memories or what?
No question about it. Yeah, for sure. Well, there, you know, her voice is, to me, very special. It's incredibly clear and expressive, but also very powerful. And she's, you know, the, not only do you have sort of ballads like that, but there's also, she's doing some sort of more smoky cabaret kind of stuff, and even sort of some driving pop anthems like Defying Gravity from Wicked and so on. Yeah. So there's really quite a lot of variety in this in this program. But you're right, that is, to me, that's a very sort of classic Broadway leading lady sound right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So so this program, of course, is tomorrow evening. And again, First Baptist Church, which has just marvelous acoustics. And for those that are still somewhat kind of confused, you know, the Riverview Theater is being worked on.
Yes.
And I know there's been a little bit of confusion, and people are like, well, what, you're over there now? But it's a great place to come see a concert.
Yeah. First of all, it's very convenient. It's a nice
parking.
Safe location. There is parking. Yes, indeed. Plenty of it. And gosh, you know, our first concert, we had this deluge of a downpour. And even so, people made it out there. But I think tomorrow is going to be a nice and very easy day to make it down there for a concert. And not only are the acoustics fantastic, as you said, but also we have the added element of video at this venue. And we made good use of that in the first concert. This concert as well. We're going to have, you know, shots of the of Ashley, of course, but also close-ups of the musicians playing solos and the conductor and me, I guess. And it just gives you another visual element to focus on. Is obviously what you see on stage, but also these close-ups and so on. So I think it's a great experience for our traditional audiences, but it's also a great concert for people that maybe haven't checked us out before, or families. I mean, for sure, if you have kids, there's going to be a lot of music from a lot of the Disney films. There's Pocahontas, there's Mulan, there's Beauty and the Beast, and so on, and quite a number of others that the kids are going to know for sure.
Mm-hmm. We can maybe listen to a little more, because I've got another cut here. Everybody knows this one too. Basically the same source. So here we go.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, go down. I've got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi-ho, the merry-o, I'm as happy as can be. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me. I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. How I love my liberty. There are no strings on me.
All right, just a little excerpt there. Poppins and Pinocchio. There you go.
Yes.
All right, Ashley Brown.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think she originated the Pinocchio part, but definitely the Mary Poppins part. Anyway, also from and both of these arrangements that we're listening to are on the concert tomorrow night. So that gives you a little bit of hint of what you're going to get to hear. Tickets are available through ShreveportSymphony.com, of course, and you can call 318-227-8863. Which is Tune, T-U-N-E, and you can learn more about actually Ashley Brown. Her bio is available on a click through on that, and it's very, very impressive to read through, and you see all the different orchestras she's performed with and her Carnegie Hall performances and all of that. And I like it that she's performed with virtually all the top orchestras in North America, and this is going to be her debut with Shreveport. So now you know, there we go.
Absolutely here.
So now she can truly say that.
Exactly.
Because, of course, Shreveport Symphony is great. We also have a concert coming up on Sunday. I thought
yes.
You might want to talk about that.
Right. This is the second of the Knoll Foundation Chamber Music Series concerts for the year. And this is a little bit unusual. We normally have been doing them in the afternoon on Sunday, but this time it is in the evening. It's 7 o'clock, still an early concert, and one that is free to the public. That will be at Anderson Auditorium on the campus of Centenary College. And this one features Alon Goldstein, a world-class piano soloist and former winner of the Weidman competition some years ago here. But he's played here a number of times in various settings with the orchestra and otherwise. But he's going to be collaborating with our musicians to play a rather unusual chamber arrangement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21. And so it's not the full orchestra, but it is basically a string quintet along with with the pianist. And so it's, I don't know, I think it's a nice way to experience a rather familiar piece of music, but in a new way. And in addition to that, we have music by Haydn, an arrangement by Johann Peter Salomon of his Symphony No. 104. So this is the sort of thing that was done back in the day, as they say, to allow music, this is, of course, before any kind of recordings, right? So if you wanted your music to be heard and you didn't expect that everybody was going to have a 50-piece orchestra around, you made either piano arrangements or sometimes chamber music arrangements of your works or had somebody else do them so that they could be experienced in less formal settings. And that's exactly what we have, actually, in the case of both of these pieces. So Mozart and Haydn are a good pairing normally, and this in a chamber setting, I think, is, an interesting one for sure. So that's 7 o'clock on Sunday at Centenary.
And that is a free concert.
Right.
And Alon is a phenomenal pianist and has a great international career. It's nice he can still find time to come back here, but I think because of the Weidman connection, he just loves coming back to Shreveport.
Yeah, we're fortunate that he has a soft spot in his heart for Shreveport,
so we're glad
that he can make his way here.
So that's Sunday night. Of course, the Ashley Brown performance is tomorrow evening, and maybe we could just jump ahead because there's another very cool, well, it's a collaboration between the symphony and the opera coming up.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the West Side Story, since we're kind of in the Broadway mode with Ashley Brown anyway.
Exactly. So listeners may know that this is the 100th anniversary this year of the birth of Leonard Bernstein, and so there have been a number of celebrations recognizing that around the country. In fact, the symphony here did a performance of his Chichester songs back in the spring, but the opera is featuring his, inarguably his best-known work in any genre, which is, of course, West Side Story. And we're doing it a little bit differently. We are doing it at the Riverview is closed right now, but so we're doing it at the Strand.
Mm-hmm.
But we are putting the orchestra on the stage with the actors and singers. It will actually be sort of upstage, or in other words, behind them from the audience's perspective. But it allows us to put out a fuller array of musicians than we normally can fit into either the pit at the Riverview or certainly anything at the Strand. So it's really going to have a nice full symphonic feel to it, and this has only been possible to do for a couple of years now. The estates that have the rights and so on have just made this concert version, if you will, allowable to be performed. So you're going to hear all the music of West Side Story with with the sort of the full orchestration, not just sort of a reduced Broadway pit kind of sound, and it will be semi-staged. It's not full sets and dancing and so on, but it's going to have there's a director coming in who's going to have a dramatic staging and an arc to it that's going to help tell the familiar story. I'm really looking forward to that collaboration. That will be the it's the Friday following, am I correct?
It's the 9th, Friday the 9th.
There we go, the Friday the 9th of November at the Strand.
Right, yeah. So just a couple of weeks away. And you've done this version, right? Did you do it with your orchestra in Boulder?
Yes, I did. We did it in with the Boulder Philharmonic and Central City Opera back in April, I guess it was. And actually, Steve Aiken came out and saw it and enjoyed it. And so he hired the same stage director that we used. And so we're going to be kind of revisiting that, I guess, in a sense, but presenting it here for the first time to audiences in Shreveport, and looking forward to it very much.
And it's a new version of this, so we're obviously one of the first to be
sure.
performing this version.
No question.
So that's very exciting as well. So that's Friday, November 9th, and of course you can go to ShreveportOpera.org for more information about that. For the event tomorrow and also for Sunday, that would be ShreveportSymphony.com. And again, you can get tickets through the website, or you can call 318-227-8863. And of course, the concert tomorrow night, performance with Ashley Brown, who is a Broadway star. Coming to perform with us here on a program that includes, of course, Broadway music from her hit musicals, but as you were saying, so much more.
Yeah, exactly. Some standards from the Great American Songbook. So really something for everyone in that concert. Looking forward to welcoming a nice, big and a diverse audience, I'm sure.
All right. Well, looking forward to that tomorrow evening. If you are with an organization and you have an event coming up, you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight here on Red River Radio, be sure to get in touch with us. And that is 800-552-8502. And of course, we have information about the Shreveport Symphony's weekend also on our events calendar. So, Michael Butterman, music director of the Shreveport Symphony, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure, Kermit. Thank you.
All right, break a leg.
Bye.